Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hey guys, Paul here, and welcome to another episode of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. And as we are starting December, I thought it'd be a great opportunity to do a Christmassy type podcast. And we're going to be going through the Beginner Guitarist Gift Guide. So I'll be going through different gifts that you can put on your Christmas list, you can ask for friends and family, or you can buy for your guitar playing friend. If perhaps you don't know too much about guitar, I'll be going through kind of accessories they'll actually want, but also be going through the stuff which they probably don't want or is not really worth getting because it's going to end up in a drawer or be thrown away. So we'll be going through all that in this week's episode. Before we dive into that though, I do have a little bit of Beginner Guitar Academy news. And the first thing is I've released this month's Academy show. So every month I do an Academy show, I'll go through what was released the previous month in Beginner Guitar Academy. So bring you up to date with all new content where you can find it on the site. So if you had a chance to log in, check it out and I'll show you where that is. I give shouts to members that have passed their level assessments, passed their progress checks and hit their guitarversary. So big shout out to Ken, who's just hit his 4-year guitarversary. Well, we're talking about guitarversaries. So check that out, guys. Now that is live in the Academy. If you go to the community section, you'll see a little link at the top. So a little banner, they'll take you straight to it. Also, I've got a few dates for your diaries. So events are happening in December. So the first one is December the 14th. We're doing another Sip and Strum. So the idea of the Sip and Strum is you can come and join me on Zoom. And for now, we're going to break down a famous song. I'll go through it in different levels. So if you're just starting, we'll go through a super beginner version, all the way up to the full recorded version. As it is Christmas, I've chosen a fun Christmas song. We're looking at Run Rudolph Run by Chuck Berry. This could be an awesome song to look at because it's going to enable us to look at the 12-bar blues. It's going to look at rock and roll technique. We're going to break down the solo, break down the famous intro, all that kind of good stuff. So it's going to be a really fun one to look at. And say it's on Sunday, December the 14th at 8 p.m. GMT, 3 p.m. EST and 12 p.m. PST. You'll get all the links sent out to you guys in advance with the Zoom link so you can access it on the day. And yeah, I hope to see you live on the Sip and Strum. And also on December the 22nd, this is a Monday, December the 22nd, we are doing a live Q&A, so last one of this year. And that's going to be at 9 p.m. GMT, 4 p.m. EDT and 1 p.m. PDT. So live Q&As, you can join me on Zoom, ask your questions live. You can also pre-submit them. And you'll get an email the day of the live Q&A, a couple of days before. That'll have the link to join me live on Zoom if you can attend live. And it'll have the link to pre-submit your question if you can't. And then I'll answer your question and you can check the recording, which will be up in the Academy, normally about 48 hours in the live recording section. And the audio I'll put in the member-only podcast as well. So I think that is pretty much all of the news, except for one other little thing that I want to tease you with. And that is I've got something quite exciting happening in January. We've got a new January challenge coming. They'll help you kickstart your year, and it's also going to help you support a worthwhile cause as well. But that's what I'm going to say about it for now, just to kind of tease you a little bit, so hopefully you're listening a bit more intently to future podcasts, because more will be revealed probably next week, as I'm still trying to sort out all the bits and pieces, basically the behind the scenes stuff. So now we've gone through the news, let's dive into this week's episode, the Beginner Guitarist Gift Guide, what's worth buying and what's not. Okay guys, so we're going to start by looking at stocking fillers, which are £20. They're actually useful. They're not rubbish. They're not things that won't ever get used. They're stuff we guitarists actually want. So I'm going to start by sharing my screen for this one. And I'm pretty good at sharing my screen for all this stuff, so I can show all the products and things. Now I'm just looking at Amazon. This is UK Amazon, because obviously I'm in the UK. Obviously, this stuff you'll find on American Amazon, Australian Amazon, wherever you are, you'll find pretty much the same thing or quite similar. These are quite, you know, popular products we can look at. But these are the cheap ones. So the first thing is a tuner. Now, it surprised me the amount of students I teach that do not own a tuner. Or perhaps they just used one on their phone. Now, the phone is okay. You might use something like Fender Tune. Your boss has got a good app. Tuner or Guitar Tuner, spelled like Tuna Fish, is a good app too. But the problem with the apps is they're not super accurate, because as you're tuning, you're picking up all the ambient noise. So a clip-on tuner is definitely the best way to go. Now, when you look at clip-on tuners like this, you'll find really cheap ones like this, you know, $6.99, this Donner one. You'll find ones if you go on stuff like eBay, you know, very cheap ones. Here's one for £5. Now, they're okay. They work, but I would say invest a little bit more money. Get a named one, like Diario one, a Fender, like a Boss. You can see they're double the price, but they're going to last a little bit longer and they're going to be a lot more reliable. So definitely recommend spending a little bit more money on a clip-on tuner. Again, they're not stupidly expensive, but spending that little bit extra will give you one that's going to be better. These ones, they're quite cheap. The little screw that has the connects kind of the clippy bit to the top bit where it spins around quite often comes loose. On the cheaper ones, it's just they're poor components because obviously they're cheaply made. So that's the only problem with those ones. They do seem to burn through the battery pretty quick. So be careful of those. Also, if you've not really used a clip-on tuner before, quite often they'll have a single button. You can see the Fender one has as well. And when you press that button, quite often it will tune different instruments. So especially one of these ones, these kind of more generic clip-on tuner ones. So as you press it, you'll say crow or chromatic. Chromatic means it will basically tune any instrument. It will look for any note. Then you have guitar, which looks for your guitar strings. You might have ukulele, you might have bass, you might have violin. Just be careful as you're clicking that button that it says guitar or chromatic. They're the two we obviously want. So that's the first thing, is get a good clip-on tuner. Reliable tuning equals better practice. Last thing you'll do is you're playing your guitar thinking, something don't sound right. Thinking it's you that doesn't sound right when it's just the guitar is out of tune. So yeah, make sure you are tuning. And make sure you tune it. I'd say try and aim for every time you pick up a guitar. Just check it every time. Get in the habit. It just doesn't take long. And guitars do slip out of tune. So yeah, make sure you do that. The next thing we'll talk about are capos or capos. Now, a capo or capo, depending on where in the world you are really helpful for simplifying chords. So getting away from bar chords, we can use open chords high up the neck. And there's certain songs that do use capos. If you're going to play that song, you'll use a capo to get the proper sound for it. Wonderwall by Oasis springs to mind. Fast Car by Tracy Chapman springs to mind. Pretty much any Taylor Swift song or Ed Sheeran song springs to mind. So a capo, definitely a tool you want. Now, as I said about the tuners a minute ago, don't go super cheap. So you can see there's ones on here for like £5. So you can pick them up quite cheap. These ones are very generic, meaning they are very tight. They can mess with your strings a little bit for the tuning. So you want to get one like maybe the Jim Dunlop one. We really like G7th, which they are on here because I saw it earlier. There we go. Kaiser's on here as well. That's a good make. Where's a Kaiser one? Here we go. Here's a Kaiser one. That's American made. So you'll obviously see that if you're an American lot pretty quicker than I did. I had to scroll down loads. But yeah, they're the sort of capos you want, what we call trigger capos, ones where you squeeze together and it opens up. There's three types of capos, basically. You've got a winding one, where you wind around the neck, this one here, this Jim Dunlop one, where you wrap it around the guitar neck and then you clip it in to these little teeth. Now, that's dependent on, obviously, the width of your guitar neck, so you might find it might not be super clamped down. It might be a bit loose. So yeah, I would stay clear of that one. The next one you got is this one, these little screw capos where you have this adjustable little screw that can change the tension. They're better, but it's still a bit fiddly. So I'd definitely recommend getting one of these trigger ones. And again, try and have a look at the G7th, the Kaiser, say the Dunlop. The branded ones are definitely the ones to look for, but G7th are really, really good. If you're in America, Fader capos are really cool. They're kind of like the Ferrari capos that have really nice inlays. I've got one of those. They were Kickstarter years ago, so definitely go and check those out as well. But yeah, get yourself a nice capo. It's worth spending a little bit of money because you will not regret it, and they last for ages. The cheap ones, not so much. Next thing on our list is good quality picks. So get yourself some good picks. I've chosen these ones, Jim Dunlop, and this is a mixed set. So it's good to get a variety pack or mixed set. They're different thicknesses. So plectrums or picks come in different thicknesses. They're measured in millimeters. Anything over millimeter is going to be pretty thick. So you want kind of lower than a millimeter, especially as a beginner. The thinner your pick is, the more forgiving it's going to be. The easier it is going to be to cross between the strings. It won't get so stuck. So it's going to be more forgiving when you're strumming your guitar. So definitely a thinner one. Now, I like these ones because they're different colors, the Dunlop ones. You can see the red one is 0.50. The orange one is 0.16. So it's just going up and up till you get to this kind of purple one, which is 1.14 millimeters. So we're getting quite thick there. And this variety pack is only six. You can get 12 as well. It has two of each ones. But you can try them out. See which one you like. And it's going to be obviously personal preference here. You might find the thin one is just too thin at 0.50. You might want to go a little bit heavier. You might like the heavy ones. I have a student, shout out to Alan, who has wooden picks, really thick wooden picks. He loves the thick wooden pick. He loves the tone it gives him. Now, that doesn't have any bend. That's a lot of millimeters behind that one. So play around, you know, you'll find which one sort of fits your playing better. So there is picks. Definitely get a selection of picks. Again, try and get some decent ones, not some just cheap, because you'll find like a bag of 100 on place like eBay or Amazon for, you know, like $10. But it's not going to be very good quality. So it's worth spending a little bit of money on getting some decent quality picks. Now, the other thing I want to talk about, which I saw a minute ago, where is it hiding? I'm not going to find it now. Here we go. Is a string winder and cutter. So this would be another great little gift to put on your Christmas list or to buy for someone else. Now, these are really helpful when it comes to obviously changing your strings. And if you don't know a wire cutter, well, you probably know what a wire cutter is or winder is. So when you look at this little tool, it's got this little winder at the bottom of it that you put over your tuning pegs and you can spin them around really quick. So it's quicker to obviously undo your strings and tighten them up. You've got a bridge pin pullet on this as well. So that's for acoustic guitars. You can pull the little pins out of the bridge when you're changing your strings there. And then you've got the cutter at the top where obviously you can cut your strings. So you can cut them down to size when you've changed them, you know, cut them down, take that length off it because you'll have some excess string. So that is a really good little buy. Okay, one of those things that guitarists don't really buy themselves, but they need. So that's a really good gift to get someone. I think that is, oh no, there's one more thing on my list of kind of under £20 or probably even less than that now. It's probably kind of under $10 or £10 on this stuff. And that is strap locks. So when you've got a strap, if you're just using your normal strap that comes with it, it's maybe material, you're going to find the part of that strap that goes onto the guitar tends to loosen up and then it can fall off. So we can get stuff like these, which use little strap locks that keep it in place. So you can have these ones, which are little rubber strap locks, which just fit over the top in front of the strap, which will hold it in. Or you can get a more fancier system where you get ones like this, which actually upgrades the whole strap kind of system. So on your guitar, you have a strap button that your strap goes over. These are locking kind of strap buttons. So you'd screw this new strap button to your guitar. You then put the little part that comes off of that onto your strap and it then clips into that little strap button. So it locks it in place. So a little bit more to do there. You obviously got to unscrew and change things around, but they're really, really good. Or if you just want something cheap, these little buttons are super, super quick. So these little rubber black buttons you just slip over are really good too. Now, we're going to come back to straps in a minute, and I'm going to talk a bit more about straps that I like and a strap that I've got. But before we get to that, let's move on to the next part. And now we're going to look at gifts which are kind of between £20 to £50. So the first thing is a quality strap. So I told you I was going to come back to this. Now, the strap I use, and you can see here on the screen, it says last purchased 18th of September 2020. Now, I still use this strap in the school. It's my offline guitar school, and I use it every day. I'm teaching. I don't teach every day, but most days. And it's lasted. Well, it's just lasted. It's brilliant. So I definitely recommend this. And if we zoom in on it, you can see it's actually got these built-in strap locks. So that just goes over your normal strap button. You'd have to change a strap button and clicks into place and holds it in place. So they're really good. And this is made by Ernie Ball, the Polylock guitar strap. Not cheap. It's probably going to be double the price as your normal kind of cheaper straps. But again, for good reason, it's well made and it works really well. So I definitely recommend that strap. Again, there's millions of different straps. You can also get leather straps, you can get material straps, you can get thicker straps, thinner straps, depending on your shoulders and what you like in regard to coverage of that shoulder. So you want something a bit more comfortable, you might want something padded and wider. You know, you can play around with that. That's a really good thing to put on the Christmas list. The next thing I've got is a decent music stand. Now, if we look at music stands, you'll quite often see these ones that pop up, where we have these foldable ones. They're quite bendy. I used to have that when I first started, and I remember I used to turn the guitar and knock it, and it used to fly. It used to just fall over. Sheet music all over the floor. It's a pain in the butt. So what you want to get is one of these more sturdy stands, and it might be called heavy duty, might be called orchestral stand, but it's big, heavy metal. It's not going to go anywhere if you knock it, really. So definitely recommend getting that. And you can see it's not that much more expensive than the thinner, cheaper, wobbly ones. So definitely recommend getting a stand like that. Again, something that you're probably not going to buy yourself, but it's going to be really helpful, especially if you are, you know, sitting down playing your guitar. Having a stand will bring the music up and you want it at eye level, so you've got a nice straight posture. If you're playing your guitar sitting on the sofa, music on the sofa, or you're looking at your phone or your iPad on the floor and the sofa next to you, you're going to start getting a bad neck and a bad back. So these are sort of things, if you get ahead of, you start getting in good sitting position, it's not going to be something a few years down the line which you can start then having problems with. Like my back now, I've got terrible posture. I've got a real curved spine now because of my bad posture when I was younger. My teacher did not tell me any of this stuff. And now, you know, 20-odd years in, more, 25 years in, now I'm paying for that. So yeah, don't be like me. Heed my advice and get a decent stand and use it. Next thing I want to talk about are metronomes. And we've gone to, oh no, cleaning kits next on my list. Let's start with cleaning kits. Metro must be next. I put this all in the right order. Now I'm reading it in the wrong order. So cleaning kits, just obviously to your guitar, a little bit of a TLC, especially to get rid of those fingerprints, the grime and stuff. Because when you're playing the guitar, you know, you're sweating, you've got dead skin. All that stuff is going on your guitar. So every once in a while, you're going to want to give it a bit clean and restore it. And just giving your guitar a little clean can, one, make it nice to hold and play, and just makes it feel like a new guitar as well. So it breathes a bit more life into it. And you can see we've got kits here by Dunlop, D'Addario again. Some good stuff. You probably won't want something like this, like a maintenance toolkit, unless you're happy with tinkering your guitar, unless you're going to start, which we are going to talk about later actually, setting up a guitar. Then yeah, get one of those. But again, you probably want to spend a little bit more than £15 on it to get some decent gear. But Ernie Ball as well, instrument care kit, definitely recommend that. What you're going to find in this then is like a fretboard conditioner. Now that'll be normally used on a neck or fingerboard, which is rosewood, so the dark wood. You wouldn't want to use that on a maple one, which is your light wood. You on from light one, just use a cleaning cloth. So microfiber cleaning cloth. You can use a little bit of water if you need something, but normally just elbow grease would be good for that. For rosewood, you'd use that to condition the wood. So that's why you use that. It's not, when you look at maple, it's laminated, it's shiny. Well, not laminated, that's the wrong word, but it's shiny. It doesn't need this, but rosewood does. Instrument polish, that's also doing the body, so get rid of those annoying little fingerprints, and string cleaning. So you can get stuff like lubricants for your strings to clean it up. You can get little cloths that you can put on your strings to clean them up. Good thing to do after you've played your guitar is to wipe down those strings. Again, get rid of that oil, get rid of that dust and grime, because that will build up and that will diminish the sound. It will rust your strings as well, so that's a good thing to just get in the habit of doing. So that's a really good kit. Again, not too expensive, and something that us guitarists don't buy ourselves. But I've like cleaning stuff I've got is so old that I could probably upgrade it and I probably need to get newer ones. But it just sits in my case when I tune, you know, change my strings, whack it out, have a little clean. It's stuff we don't get new ones of. So yeah, so that's a really good thing to get a guitarist, because you don't normally get it yourself. What's next on my list? That's a cleaning. It should be metronomes next. Yep. So metronomes, if you do not have a metronome, you surely have heard me bang on about metronome. If you listen to this podcast, surely you have. It is an essential part of your toolkit. You need a metronome. I don't want to hear this, oh, I've got an internal metronome, I keep time myself. You do not keep time yourself. You need a metronome to do that. Now, obviously, we have these old ones, the more traditional kind of metronomes. I wouldn't normally recommend those because they just don't have much function. When you look at a digital one, so much easier to use, and you can have different subdivisions and things like that, which you won't get from these more traditional ones. So definitely kind of recommend that. Now again, don't go too cheap. This one looks like quite a good one. The normal metronome I recommend, if I scroll down, is the Korg MA2. Now I actually have the Korg MA1 here. Now this is old. It's not even MA1, it's MA30. Even older. It still works, I think. Again, I tend not to use this. I tend to use my phone, or I quite often will practice in front of the computer and I use the software that I've used up here. You can use a website I use, metronomeonline.com. I use it at school quite a lot. So any metronome you get your hands on, really, but that's a good standalone one. If you want to get rid of the phone, you want just a standalone metronome, then you're not going to, you know, get your metronome going and then drift off to Facebook or YouTube or something, then that's a really good one to get, the Korg MA2. So I definitely recommend that. Again, there's a few on here. I might get a few of these metronomes and give them a proper workout and a test, because there never used to be that many. It was kind of the old traditional ones or the Korg one. That was kind of it. Now there's so many on the market, it'd be good to go through and actually test some of these out. So that'd be really good to get a metronome. Now, the last thing I've got in this list of sort of £20 to £50 stocking fillers is a footstool. Now, this is going to be, again, essential if you are sitting in classical position. So the guitar is in between your legs, resting on your left leg if you're a right-handed guitar player, because you're going to have to elevate that leg that the guitar is sitting on. Lift up, neck gets a bit higher. So much better for posture sitting in that position. But even if you are sitting with the guitar on your right leg, more the kind of contemporary way of playing the guitar, I'd still recommend a footrest. I use one all the time just to kind of get that foot a little bit higher. It's mainly for recording video, so my leg is higher, so it's more in shot. But I still do use it. I find it more comfortable. It's adjustable as well, so you can obviously find the right height for you. And again, they're not that expensive. So I definitely recommend a footrest. That will probably help with posture. So a really good thing to get if you are finding, you know, that you're just not sitting very comfortably, that'd be a good thing to do, and it'll probably sort that out. Okay, we're on to our next section of gifts now, and we're jumping up quite a bit now. We're going plus £100 or $100, and we're gonna look at some cool stuff. And the first thing is amps, and amps are super fun. And the amp I want to talk about is the Spark amp. Now, Spark is the best-selling beginner amp at the minute because it's just got everything you need as a beginner. We are kind of spoiled now because there's so many amps. Every manufacturer does a great entry guitar amp. So, you know, there's so many you could choose from. So it's worth having a look around, seeing what will fit your needs. But I really like the Spark. I suppose the downside to Spark is it has the app. You've got to kind of use the app for a lot of these ones. The Spark 2 is the biggest one, where it does have controls on the top of it. So you can, you know, program your amp without the app. The other ones, so there's three in the kind of Spark range, the Go, the Mini, and the Spark 2. I should say the kind of positive, well, it is a Spark range, isn't it? So the Spark 2, the Spark Go, and the Spark Mini. And the Spark Go is the smallest one. Just really has one control on top. So you really have to use the app for that. But you can see it's under £100. They must still be running their kind of Black Friday deal. So it's, you're saving $30. So that's a good one. But if you want something a little bit bigger, you go to the Mini. That has a few more controls on it. See, still quite small, compact. And these do pack a punch, though. You've got good volume on these. And then if you want to go to the big one, then that's your Spark 2. Now, I got a Spark 1. I've got it upstairs. It must be around COVID time because there's a massive wait for them when they came out. This is also a new one. It's got a built-in looper. It's got loads of upgrades. It's got a lot of AI in it now. Really good practice tools where you can play a song and it will show you the chords are in the song. It will kind of give you a backing track, all that kind of stuff. So it's a really good practice tool. So I really recommend the Spark stuff. Really, really cool. So that's really all we've got for this section of amps because I just think get one of them. Again, there are ones you can play around with, but I just think Sparks are great. So yeah, just get one of them if you want a decent app. An app. Again, the only thing disadvantage about it is that you really need the app. So if you're not wanting an app, if you find it's a pain in the ass, you want to just have the guitar, the amp, and that's kind of it, that's not going to be for you. But if you're happy with an app, that's going to be fantastic. Right, moving on then. Now, next thing we're going to talk about, next section, is gifts for kind of digital learners and home practice. So I've made this category just so I want to talk about headphones, really, and bits and pieces. And the headphones I'd recommend are these ones, are kind of the Audio-Technica ones, the ATH. Now, it's just good mid-price, because we don't want to go super, super cheap, because obviously you're not going to have decent sound for those. They're going to be cheaply made, not going to last. But equally, you don't want to go super expensive. If you look at headphones, you'll see ones over like $100, up to $150, $200. Unless you are really working with sound production, you're not going to really notice that difference in the audio. So something like this, we find just for monitoring your guitar, having silent practice of people, you know, you might be practicing late at night when you're back from work, you might have kids in bed, some of that. These would be fantastic. You don't need a super expensive pair. If you did want to get a bit more fancy, though, a little while ago, Boss brought out headphones that you have the basically amp in. So you don't need an amp. All the headphones do it all. And Positive Grid, the guys that do Spark, have them as well. They just brought these out recently, which is the Neo headphones. They can have these wired. You can have these Bluetooth. I can't remember how much they are. I think they're about 150, weren't they? £179 on here. So that's really cool. No wireless. Getting all the cool Spark stuff. But you've got headphones in there as well. So that'd be a really good thing to check out if you want to go to that next level, wanting to kind of to be more fancy, then they'll be good too. And if you're learning, I suppose, digitally, you're probably going to want a stand for your phone or your tablet. Now, if you've got a music stand, you can obviously just position it on that. You can actually get attachments. So you can attach to your music stand that will hold your phone. So it's actually a proper stand and a holder. Hercules do those. It's a really good make. Their stands are fantastic, Hercules. I had a little stand from Hercules, just lasted forever, and that's when I was teaching schools. So I was going to schools, it was getting knocked about a lot. I was obviously throwing it in my backpack, going around. Hercules are really good for stands, but they do a whole range of accessories you can add to your music stand. So you can put on your phone, you can put on your tablet. So yeah, definitely check that out. And the final thing I want to talk about, if you want to learn online, you're not a member of Beginner Guitar Academy, is, you know, treat yourself to a Beginner Guitar Academy subscription. You can now do that. You can get someone to gift you a subscription. All they have to do is, if I can remember how to do it, it's because I'm logged into the site. So you go to buy a subscription. Now you can do it on the $39 per month one. You can do it on the annual one if someone's a bit more generous. Click on that, and there's a little button there. You click, this is a gift. When you do that, it takes away the trial, because you obviously don't need that because you're getting it for longer. And then once they've bought it, it will then prompt them to put in someone's email address, and they'll send them an email saying someone's just gifted you a subscription. Here's how you redeem it. And we'll go through all that stuff. So just wanted to throw in that, a little bit of self-promotion there. But obviously, Beginner Guitar Academy is going to be probably the best thing that will kind of help you on your guitar playing journey. So there is lots of stuff there that are going to help you become a better guitar player. Some great gifts there. Put on your Christmas list or buy for other people. Let's have a quick chat about what you probably don't want to put on your Christmas list, or what you don't really want to buy someone if you've got a guitar playing friend. And the first thing is cheap stuff. Like I said there, the cheap tuner, the cheap capos, cheap guitars. The main thing when you're buying a guitar, and the guitar is kind of the big one because it's Christmas, you might be wanting to get a guitar for your partner, you might be wanting to get a new guitar, is the cheap guitars. When you're buying a guitar, you want something that is playable and something that is tunable. Cheap guitars are, you know, they won't hold their tune very well, and they're going to be awkward, uncomfortable to play. So it's worth spending a little bit more money to get something that you're actually going to enjoy playing, not something that you're not going to enjoy playing. The other thing I want to talk about, oh, I'm just going to quickly go and grab it, is an effects pedal. Now, this is the Tank G. I bought this. This is the cheapest effects pedal I could find on, was it Temu or a site like that? You know, the cheap site. And there will be a review coming with this soon. But it sounds okay because it was like £30 or something. It was quite cheap. But it doesn't sound great. And obviously, if you're buying some effects, you want it to enhance your sound. So that's not going to ultimately do that, because this is not very good sound effects. So it's better to spend a little bit more money on a Podgo or maybe something like that. Zoom, you know, is a great entry-level effects, a Boss as well. So don't get some super cheap multi-effects pedal. Try and get something that's a little bit more expensive. Invest a bit of money. Next is the guitar gadgets you see, like hand excisers, finger stretching tools, plastic finger protectors. No, we don't want to use anything like that. The best way of exercising your hand is on the guitar. Now, I don't mind the hand strengthers, to be honest. The ones that the springs in, they're quite good. And maybe just like a stress ball is good, obviously, if you're building up strength. So they're quite good. But like the plastic finger protectors, you need to toughen up your fingers and develop your calluses. And that's not going to happen if you've got the plastic finger protectors. Now, I bought them, funny enough, when I did a workshop, like a kids' workshop. We had like a three-day guitar workshop. And it was like 9 till 1 every day. So they were playing for hours. So I bought them because I thought there's going to be a lot of moany kids because we're playing so much. We didn't actually use them. And I'm kind of glad about that. So yeah, you're not going to probably use it. The other thing is wall hangers with no screws or bolts. So if you buy cheap guitar wall hangers, you're probably going to find it's got no hardware in it. It's got no fixings. So make sure you get some decent ones. Especially if you're hanging something on the wall, you're going to want some decent fixings so obviously it doesn't fall off the wall and crack your new guitar that you just got for Christmas. And lastly, we talked about picks. If you're buying this for a new beginner, if you are yourself a beginner, get some thin picks. Don't go super heavy. Variety pack is the best way to go, so you can, you know, test drive and see what works best for you. But yeah, stay clear from the thick ones. Now, I did say I was going to talk about kind of the best thing you can get for Christmas, and that is going to be a professional guitar setup. So if you don't know what a setup is like an MOT or service that you'd have on your car, you have on your guitar to make it play better. And what they do is they're going to lower or higher the action. Means the action's distance the string is from the neck. So if it's lower, the string is closer, so you don't have to push down so hard. They're going to improve the intonation, which means it'll be in tune all the way along the instrument. So you won't play up the neck thing, oh, that sounds a bit weird, and it'll be slightly out. It'll be in tune all the way. Things like, it's going to make the chords easier to play. It's going to reduce your string buzz. It's going to make the guitar so much more comfortable. And ultimately, it will make it feel so much better to play. It's going to, again, make it feel like a whole new guitar. Just like I said earlier, when you clean it, by getting a guitar set up, that's going to really help it. Now, for Beginner Guitar Academy members, next year, The first sort of part of the year, I'll be doing a masterclass on guitar maintenance. So we're going to go through all this stuff. This is something that a lot of people have asked for. So we'll be doing that next year. And we'll talk about how to clean it. So simple maintenance of just cleaning it, keeping it nice and easy to pick up, to stuff like this. What happens when you've got a buzzing top E string? How do you change the action? How do you change the intonation? Why do you want to do that? How you measure it? The proper way to do it? Proper way to change your strings? What strings are the best to get? We'll deep dive into all that stuff. So watch out for that next year, guys, because that is on the list to do and coming soon. And finally then, so creating your Christmas list. So if you are a beginner guitarist, listen to this, thinking, oh, there's some good stuff there. What I'd recommend doing is maybe taking something from each of our different categories. So we had the under £20, which was the capos, the tuners. We had the £20 to 50, which was the straps, the cleaning kits. We had the main gift, which was the amp, which we pretty much just said the spark there. We had headphones then as well. We had the Beginner Guitar Academy membership. And then we had some nice to haves as well, which was the stands, the extra headphones, and the more fancy Neo ones. So there's something hopefully there for every budget. So all on Amazon, I found all that stuff. So you can quite easily create a gift list on Amazon. You can send that to your friends and your family, and hopefully you'll get all the cool guitar stuff that you want. So guys, that is it for this week's episode. So wrapping up our first one for December, the Christmas-themed one. And next week, we've got another Christmas-themed one. So we're going to look at Christmas songs for beginners. And this is a 2025 edition. I did do one last year. We can update it. Not that Christmas songs change that much, but I'm going to give you some new ones, some new ways to approach it. So make sure you tune in for next week. If you are enjoying this episode, I really appreciate a rate and review, whatever podcast app you're listening to me today. You can even head over to the website, bgapodcast.com, and leave a review there. Apart from that, guys, I hope you have a fantastic week. Keep practicing, and I'll chat to you next week for another episode.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.